May the Christ born in time and space be born again in our hearts this night. Amen. The birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. A humble young virgin named Mary was found to be with child. When she asked, "How can this be?" the angel Gabriel came to reassure her that God had shown her His divine favor, for she was to become mother to the Son of God. Mary questioned no further, but rather praised God for showing such undeserved love and kindness to her. She sang a song in which her song magnified the Lord, and her spirit rejoiced in God her Savior. Mary rejoiced in the Lord who cast down the mighty from their thrones and sends the rich empty away. For the Lord humbles the proud and exalts the lowly, as Mary could now understand from her own life situation. When Joseph, her betrothed, first heard that Mary was with child, he was hurt and confused about what he should do. Being a gentle and godly man, however, Joseph decided not to shame her publicly, but to divorce her quietly. An angel, however, came to him in a dream, telling him not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife, for that which was conceived in her was by the Holy Spirit. After Christ's birth, most of the people whom that family would encounter would just assume that Joseph, the simple carpenter, was indeed Jesus' father. This would be the cover story that would bring legitimacy to this birth, at least among the neighbors. However, Joseph was well aware that the child was God's son sent from heaven. As a carpenter, Joseph built things all the time, usually out of wood. And yet Joseph was also well aware that this child under his custodial care created all things out of nothing. With a word from his lips, this child had brought all things, both visible and invisible, into existence. Indeed, the Bible says all things were created by him and for him. And so the birth of Jesus Christ was a pretty big deal. After Mary gave birth to her firstborn and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, where was everyone else? Why was it that no one else was there to give divine honor and praise to this newborn infant? I know it's kind of a strange way of thinking, because we don't normally express it this way, but Mary and Joseph, if you think about it, were the only ones who were actually allowed to witness the live birth of Jesus. Even if Mary had not given birth to the Christ child, what an honor in itself that she and Joseph had been singled out to see this thing that had come to pass. For what they were given to see with their own eyes was arguably the greatest event in all of human history. For God had been born of a woman, born in time, born into our world, born under the law to be the Savior of the world. God became a man for the purpose of suffering and death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. And yet it kind of raises a question. If you assume for a moment that the world had known or cared about the birth of Jesus Christ, who would you have expected to have been invited to such a monumental event? I mean, aren't important people usually the ones invited to attend important events? So where are all the rulers and the world leaders on the night of our dear Savior's birth? Where are all of the celebrities and dignitaries? Why weren't they there to witness the Savior King asleep on the hay? Where are the rich and the powerful and the famous on that holy night when Christ was born? If the world had been hosting this glorious occasion, who might have we expected to be in attendance? The first thing I thought of was, why aren't the intellectual elite in the town of Bethlehem so that they may comment on the global importance of this night? Why aren't there any prominent persons there to witness such an event? There are no scribes or Pharisees at the stable in the back alley of Bethlehem to weigh in and give their theological opinions. And why isn't King Herod in attendance? And for that matter, why isn't Caesar Augustus there to greet this newborn King of Kings? Well, there's probably a couple answers, but to me the answer is simple. God did not invite them. And even if they had been invited, they wouldn't have come anyway. For who among those named would have thought that the true Christ could be born from such humble means and in such humble circumstances? And who among this list of important people really saw themselves as sinners in need of being saved by a Savior? So who does heaven invite to the birth of Emmanuel, God with us? Remember that our God is always turning the tables by humbling the spiritually proud and exalting the lowly who know they are undeserving. And so God invited a very humble young virgin, a nobody in the eyes of the world, to be mother to the Son of God. God also invited a quiet, godly man named Joseph, who made his living working with his hands as a carpenter, to be part of this birth and of Jesus' life. The angels, as you'll recall, invite poor and lowly shepherds who had the graveyard shift, who were keeping watch over their flocks by night. They were called to come see this thing that had come to pass, this Savior born to Mary, who is Christ the Lord. And later, by their careful reading of the Jewish sacred writings and by the leading of the star, God would invite the Magi. Sometimes we have mistaken them to be kings, but they can best be described as pagan sorcerers or magicians, and yet they pay homage to the Christ child. Why did that happen? Well, God did this to show Israel its own hardness of heart and shame them by the fact that these Gentile foreigners had actually read Israel's own sacred writings more carefully and more thoughtfully than Israel had. And so these foreigners came believing. They came ready to bow down before this child born to Mary. Again, God used this to shame Israel, to think that these pagan sorcerers got it. They got the importance of this birth when God's own people did not. Who is invited to witness the birth of Jesus and who isn't is not a distinction between rich and poor. It's a distinction between those who are spiritually proud because they think they are rich in the things that pertain to God, versus those who are poor in spirit. For you see, only those who had no reason to think that they should be invited were the ones God invited to witness the Christ child after he was born. While the spiritually arrogant, the self-important people of Jesus' day, they were intentionally left off the guest list, and for good reason. For God always operates on this biblical principle, that God humbles the spiritually proud and exalts those whose self-confidence has been crushed so that they are lowly. Christ isn't for those who think they have no need of him. But Christ came into this world to save poor sinners. And so only these few professed sinners were invited to gaze upon the infant Savior. Why did God only invite the spiritually poor and not the spiritually proud? God knew that unless you know yourself, your own sins, that you are going to look, and you could look at this baby forever without ever knowing who he was or why he was sent into the world. On this Christmas, the question now becomes, has God invited you to witness the good news that unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord? And will you witness him with eyes of faith again this year? It all depends upon whether you count yourself worthy and deserving of this and entitled to everything that this Christ child born to Mary has to offer, or whether, like Mary, you marvel, you are in awe that God in his mercy would do such a wonderful thing for you, a sinful, undeserving sinner. Those who impress themselves do not impress God. However, those who are unimpressed with themselves, who know their faults and failings and acknowledge them to the Lord, those are the people who are super impressed with the gospel of Jesus and his birth into our world. And they are the ones who will cling in faith to this event in which Christ, the Son of God, was born in human flesh to save us because we certainly needed saving. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ live and rule and reign in your hearts by faith. Amen.